The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. I know many people were hoping as we started this new year, we could end all of the things that help prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus. But nope, we're still wearing masks and we're still washing our hands. Wash those hands and get those virus germs off, as they say. And I hope you're doing that, washing your hands several times a day, more if possible, especially if you're around other people. I've heard that it's important also how much you wash your hands is the time, 20 seconds, and fronts and backs. And so some people say, sing a song, like the alphabet song, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. By the way, did you know that's the same melody as Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? When somebody told me that, it's like, no, I had to sing it both of them. It's like, oh my gosh, it is. Yeah. Well, last week in church, there was a reading that talked about water and washing. Jesus came to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. This is what started the ministry of Jesus with the baptism. Immediately from there, he went into the desert and was tempted by the devil. Baptism is the beginning of things. That's why when people come to know Jesus, they are baptized. That's why many denominations baptize infants. That's their start of their faith walk with Jesus. It brings up a question with this reading from last week, though, that I scratched my head for years. Baptism is to begin new life. It's to wash away sins. We're going to learn in a second from a different reading that it also gives a picture of burial. But why Jesus? He had no sin. He had no guilt. And he didn't need to have any ceremonial washings or spiritual cleansing because he was the Son of God. Perfect, as we say. So why was he then baptized? Well, it's that when you hear about it, it's kind of obvious. It's so that he might join humanity, that he might align himself with sinners, that he might become one of us. And he did that so that he who was perfect when then he went to the cross and died did so wrongfully. His death would be our death, and his resurrection then could be our resurrection. When somebody pointed that out to me, it's like, oh, of course, he didn't have to die. Well, he didn't have to be baptized either. But he did so because he loves you and me, and he wanted to be with us. The word baptism, as I mentioned, means wash. Literally in the Greek, it means to wash. There's another Bible verse, though, that uses it in a different way. I'd like to share it with you. This was also read last week, Romans chapter 6, verses, I'm just going to do verses 3 through 5. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. And here's the verse I really like, verse 5. If we have united with him like this in his death, we will certainly be united with him in his resurrection. That's why Jesus was baptized, so that he could link himself with us, so that we could be linked with him. He rose, we rise. It's as simple as that. Baptism is important. And I'm not talking about, and I don't want to get into the argument of infant or adult. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Baptism is important for Christians because it identifies us as Christians. So, this new year, as we're still doing all the COVID prevent and you're washing your hands, I'd like to suggest you do a simple prayer. This is what I do. Thank you, Jesus, that you baptized me, that you washed me clean of sins. Thank you, and help keep me safe. And I like to say it that way, keep me safe. I end that prayer that way, simply because it's both from COVID as well as from spiritual things. Now, if you do like to sing, then sing something like, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. And that's about how long you're supposed to be washing your hands to protect yourself from the COVID virus. How about we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you washed us clean from our sins and have united us with you by our baptism, so that as we were buried with you in our baptism, we will also be raised with you. Just as you rose from the dead, we too will. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Please keep us safe. Keep us safe from not only the COVID virus, but keep us safe from the spiritual things that would want to harm us, just like a virus. We usually call it sin. Keep us safe and help us, Lord, to always be looking to you. Ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. I'd love to hear from you. Write me if you would. You can do so at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Or if you receive the email notice, just reply to that notice that says this is the email podcast, and it'll come back directly to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.